Hello, Mr. Kim is here. On page 11 in the book, they have the estimating osmolarity experiment. It's the potato osmosis experiment. I'm going to explain this to you now in greater detail because this is one of the required practicals, and there might be questions on that in paper 3. So, what have we done? We wanted to measure the osmolarity of potatoes. And we've done that by placing potatoes in different concentrations of sugar solution. It is like this, that the potatoes were first cut into equal sizes, and different sugar concentrations were prepared. The word osmolarity refers to the number of moles of solute of sugar per unit volume. So an osmolarity of 0 would mean that the water has no sugar in it, or salt for that purpose, and it's not concentrated at all, does not contain any substance. Okay. Now, if we place potato cubes into a solution which has a concentration of 0, basically no sugar in it, then this does not automatically mean that no water is going to move in or out. It's simply whether water is going to move by osmosis depends also on the osmolarity of the potato itself. So it is the comparison of both the osmolarity of the potato and of the surrounding solution. And there are three terms that you have to know: hypotonic, hypertonic, and isotonic. And I did not talk about these when I revised in the previous audio file when I revised this chapter. If you place, so these terms always refer to the comparison between the solution in which you have the potato and the potato itself. So the solution is hypotonic if it contains a lower osmolarity than the potato, then it is hypotonic. Okay, so if a pure water, for example, is hypotonic compared to the potato. And this means that in this case, that water is going to move into the potato and the potato is going to increase in mass. Hypertonic means that the concentration of solute is greater than the potato. And this means that water from the potato is going to move out of the potato. And isotonic means that the osmolarity in the potato and its surrounding solution is the same. And if you look on page 11 on the diagram, it is like this, that you can see that on the x-axis, it says sodium chloride concentration, moles per liter, that's the osmolarity. And you can see that everything which is further towards the left, let's have a look at the sweet potato line. That's not the dashed line, but the solid line. And you're going to see that the sweet potato line crosses the x-axis at around 0.35, 0.36 maybe, or 0.37 moles per liter. And everything which is on the everything which is to which where you have a positive mass change, so which one is towards the left, you see that the dots are above the x-axis. In this case, the potatoes, they gained mass, and this means that the surrounding solution must have been hypotonic. And everything which is higher than 0.36, where the percent mass change is lower than 0, which is going into the negative, the potato lost mass, and therefore the water must have moved out, and therefore surrounding solution must have been hypertonic. Now, hypotonic and hypertonic are therefore always relative. You can, of course, also say, usually you don't say it like that, but it's theoretically also possible to say that the potato is hypotonic. The potato is hypotonic compared to its surrounding solution. In this case, the water from the potato would move out. And if the surrounding solution is hypotonic, then water is going to move in. So you see that these are relative terms. Isotonic is the place when the osmolarity is the same and there is no mass change at the when a solution is isotonic. Okay, so this was very briefly again an overview over the potato osmosis experiment. All the best.